This is Wild About Utah.
A word of caution. Do not jump into your automobile next June and rush out to the canyon country hoping to see some of that which I have attempted to evoke in these pages. In the first place, you won't see anything from a car. You've got to get out and walk, ready yet crawl, on hands and knees, over the sandstone and through the thorn bush and cactus. When traces of blood begin to mark your trail, you'll see something. Maybe. Ed Abbey penned those words, waxing elegiac on a bar stool in Hoboken, New Jersey. I read them decades later on yellowed pages in a rain-drenched tent somewhere in the north woods of Wisconsin. When the rain stopped and summer ended, I enthusiastically disregarded Abbey's first cautioning. I jumped into my car and rushed to the desert. Another decade has passed since then, and Utah has become home as I've spent those years heeding Abbey's instructions, walking and crawling over sandstone, through thornbush and cactus, blazing trails with spots of blood, finding and falling in love with places. The Colorado, the Green, the San Juan, Bears Ears, Cedar Mesa, Comb Ridge, Arches, Bryce, Canyonlands, Capitol Reef, and Zion, the named and nameless places in between. The cloven topography where we slogged through flash flood debris, broke through the ice of slot canyon pools, and howled at the setting sun, flashing shades of red we'd never seen. After a time, the trails I blazed no longer led to vistas, but to memories. It's not just the canyon country I fell in love with, though. I came for the desert, but I stayed for the mountains. And after walking their well-blazed trails, I shambled down the ones overgrown and choked with disuse. And when those ran out, crawled on hands and knees. And I saw things. More importantly, I found something. Perspective. Of place and of home. Perspective gained from the many secrets divulged by mountains and running waters, red rock amphitheaters and alpine meadows. It has been a great privilege to share the stories of those places with you all. They are my love letters to their secrets. My family is off to find and fall in love with new places now. I'm Josh Bowling, but I'll always be wild about Utah.